وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أول شيء خلق الله وفي الدنيا نوري، ومن نوري خلق كل شيء. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. رسالة الدر الشريف. الله صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. محمد کی آمد سراجا منیرا، فصلوا علیہ کثیرا کثیرا. آئے دنیا میں بہت پاک مکرم بن کر، کوئی آیا نہ مگر رحمت عالم بن کر. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and sustainer and master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has kept us as Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. We're in the Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal, Shahrun Azeemun Mubarakun. This is the month of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is because of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you and I are Muslims, and everything in the world has been created. Somebody has said it very beautifully, agar Muhammad na hota to kuch bhi na hota. If Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam was not present, or wasn't sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of humanity, nothing would have been created. In one narration, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he asked Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when were you born? When were you created? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, my nur was created from the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which form? Allah only knows. أول شيء خلق الله نوري. Allah created me, my nur, from His nur, Allah's nur. وَمِن نُورِ خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And from my nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. 14,000 years, the years of the akhirat, the years of Jannah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, my nur was created. So Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam's azmat, respect, obedience, love should be in every mu'min's heart. The first thing when Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he looks up on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he finds? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Jannah, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was put into the company with Bibi Hajar, Bibi Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam. The mahar for that nikah was Durood Sharif on Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam. So because this is the month of Rabiul Awwal, we have certain rites. Many talks will be given, Sirat Jalsa will take place, people will celebrate. We as Muslims have no celebration. Celebration is every day for a mu'min. But we have 7 rites as ummatis of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam on Nabi sallallahu ta'ala salam. His grace, his mercy, we cannot pay attribute to. We cannot respect how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be respected. On one occasion, Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu were walking together. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He said that my people do not understand me, or no one will understand my status. This is Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa salam. Our lips are too dirty to discuss something about him. But inshallah, if we increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, emulate his teachings, and try and implement these 7 rites of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will change and become better Muslims. In the light of Quran and Hadith, dedicated ulama who spent years in learning Quran, learning hadith, teaching hadith, implementing the laws of Quran and hadith, they find 7 rights for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost is Iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have Iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Iman is incomplete if we say La ilaha illallah only and leave out Muhammadur Rasulullah. Although he is the creation of Allah, he is not equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes his name with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam said, I saw in Jannat every leaf had written La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every branch and tree La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. On the floors of Jannat La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. From this I understood that a messenger is going to come on this earth who will be the final Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, you and I are great fortunate that we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam desired to be followers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, listen to these seven rights carefully and inshallah we shall increase our iman. I am in need first. We make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy and most of all implement on whatever we learn and teach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasulihi. O you who believe in Allah and the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. We are believers. We read the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. But emphasis is shown that you have to believe in Allah wholeheartedly, submit totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. So the first lesson is Iman bir Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ يَا أَيُّوَ النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Ayats after ayats proving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Iman on Allah and Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And the time is such that people want to snatch away our Iman, take away the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take away the risalat of Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wa salam. And this should be drilled in us as elders as well as the youngsters. It applies to every believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman bir Rasul sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Aw kama qala sallam. That you cannot be a true believer, la yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can be a true believer, hatta akuna ahabba ilaykum, until and unless I, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is more dear to min walidi, than your father, that means your parents. You love them, we respect them. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, ita'at, ittiba, muhabbat and iman should be more dear than our parents. Wa waladihi and our children, wa nasi ajma'in, than everybody else. Have I, as a mu'min, as a Muslim, believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. This is what we have to understand. So the first right is iman bir Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the hukum is in the Quran. Ask the ulama, you will find. And plenty ahadith, la yu'minu ahadukum, la yu'minu ahadukum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, you cannot be a true believer until you follow my footsteps. Man ata'ani faqad ata'a Allah, wa man ahabbani kana ma'iyya fil jannah. So we come to the second step, wherein the second right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mahabbatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaim to the people, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, you claim that you believe in Allah and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fattabi'uni meri ittiba karo. Yuhbibkum Allah. Follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love you. Not only that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, Allah will forgive your sins also. So merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So muhabbatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be in each and every mu'min's heart. We have love. But what happened that love, like iman, fluctuates? You know our iman? When we do in good actions, It is like temperature of a person. Every day your temperature changes. In the morning you feel good. In the afternoon you feel sick or tired. In the evening you feel better. It increases and decreases your temperature. Ask any doctor. Check it up also. Our iman also is in the same state, brothers. It increases and decreases. That is why it comes in a hadith, جَدِّدُوا إِمَانَكُمْ بِذِكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Keep on renewing your iman by the dhikr of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we do good a'mal, a'mal saliha, stay in the good company of the ulama and the pious, perform good ibadat, a'mal saliha, then our iman increases. A'mal qabiha, evil actions, evil company, wrongdoings, iman decreases. So much so, when a person involves himself in major sins, iman leaves him. Allah forbid that such a state come to us. Iman is lifted from that person. So the first step was iman bi rasul. Second step is muhabbatur rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum aise aashiq e rasul bane ke huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ittiba karne lage. We should be aise, such aashiq, such lovers of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is called, we take the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't just say Muhammad, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much of sahab. We know that hadith, famous hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name was mentioned, he said that person is a miser, is a bakhil, that when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned, he doesn't even say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazaro durud o salam hai huzur par sallallahu alaihi wasallam par. He came as what? Aye duniya mein bahut paak mukarram bankar, koi aaya na magar rahmat alam bankar. Somebody said it very beautifully, that he came pure and clean. Look at the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at his lifestyle. But he came as rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy for all the worlds, especially for the mu'mineen, the believers, you and I. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's special favors on us, and du'as are with us if we follow his way. And even for the kuffar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rahmat because of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's dua and presence. The adab that came to the previous ummats doesn't come to these people, to us and also the non-Muslims. Look at the rain descending on Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam in Madina Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices, blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Grant us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and make us obedient to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Which leads us to the third step, and the third right from the Quran and Hadith is ita'atul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ. Allah ki itaat kalo, Rabbi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam ki itaat karo. Allah's command is the ati'. In the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Jis ne hamari itaat ki, usne khuda ki itaat ki. Whoever is obedient, itaat means obedience to Allah, to Allah and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much are we obedient to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much of sunnats are in my life? Each one should look at himself. I am in need, everyone is in need. So we should ask for ita'atul Rasul. When we make the obedience of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then my dear brothers, Allah's favors will descend upon us. Allah's mercy and help will come with us. Look at the lives of Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. They were kuffar, they were enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when one call was made of La ilaha illallah tuflihu, say La ilaha illallah and you'll be successful, obedience came immediately. And Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. They got the title of radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. That was the third right, ita'at. The fourth right is ittiba', the following the footsteps of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Allah says in the Quran that follow my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam ki ittiba farz hai. Understand this. Ulama write that to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is farz. But unfortunately we have left the beautiful teachings and sunnah. We want to follow any man-made laws, fashions that change. Hazrat Muhiyyus Sunnah, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab damar barakatuhum, the Shaykh of my Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Damar Barakatuh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them good health, long life, and let their shadow be upon us for a long time. He is known as Muhiyyus Sunnah because he revives the Sunnah in various places. what he said in one majlis concerning the muhabbat of Rasulullah SAW and ittiba of Rasulullah SAW. He says, sunnat ki ittiba mein teen khususiyat hai. You have three special qualities if you follow the sunnat of Nabiya Paak alayhi salatu wasalam. The first and foremost, ashalu tariq, tariqun nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The most easiest way to do any action or to perform any ibadat is the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Look at it. Our eating, our dressing, our way of life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a human being like us, with special favors by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am one of you. He wasn't an angel. He has shown us through his life and his sunnahs and ibadat that if you do certain actions and follow my way, you can supersede the angels also. And if you don't follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll become worse than human beings. You'll become animals and even shayateen also. So ashalu tariq, tariqun nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he mentioned that ajmalu tariq, the most beautiful way, is the sunnah way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything you look at, any sunnat, don't look at major sunnat, minor sunnat, this sunnat, that sunnat, everything is sunnat. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, it is recorded in the hadith and the life of sahaba ikram, we should make amal on it. Whatever it is the most beautiful way. The third thing he mentioned, Mawlana Abrar Haq Sahib Damar Barakatuhum, Akmalu Tariq, Tariqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most complete way is the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we don't understand what is in the Quran and Hadith and the maqam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kamil ittiba karo. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatuhum said, Naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That if you follow the footsteps of Nabi Paak alayhi salatu wasalam, you will reach Jannat. Allah se milate sunnat ke raaste. And the only way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We come to another point, which is the fifth point. And this is the point of azmatur rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's respect, honor and status, we can't understand. مَا عَرَفْنَاكَ حَقَّ مَعْرِفَتِكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that my people have not understood my position. Only Allah knows. My Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Qari Anisab rahimahullah, in his kitab, he's written a kitab, Shani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the shan and the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خُدَا كُو پُوچِيَ صِفَتْ مُحَمَّدْ كِي اور حُضُور كُو پُوچِيَ صِفَتْ خُدَا كِي. That ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifat and wisdom and power and qudrat, ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, the azmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba ikram, in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the ayats of Surah Al-Hujurat. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. They were commanded that don't raise your voices in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُعَذِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. Allah commands us that have the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today a man does us a favor, we want to show him respect, we make salam to him, we honor him, we send him gifts. How much of in'am is upon us through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and grant us the true azmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us present ourselves in the form of durood and salam. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity to visit the Haramain Sharifain, visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be the tamanna. This should be the desire. Whenever I can help it, I will go and meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware, respected brothers, of our doings. Don't think he is sleeping in Madina Munawwara. He is high, he is alive. Every Monday and Thursday a report is given that your ummati was involved in a certain sin. You think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy with that? Let us each answer ourselves. Every Monday and Thursday's report is given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your ummati is doing this, your ummati is doing this. Until his dying moments, sahaba say, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati. And even on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the other anbiya will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be saying, what? Ya Rabbi ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati. Hamari ummat ke haal par ham farma. He cried for us. He shed his blood for us. So the azmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are mocking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently there was something on the internet. Open blasphemy on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are keeping quiet. He was rahmatul lil alameen. The kuffar in the days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yahud and Nasara, caused him inconvenience. On one occasion, Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion of Taif, comes, O Nabi of Allah, I am in the company of malaika from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Command me, send a baddua on these people, I will curse them. What he says, لَمْ يَبْعَثُ لَعَانًا إِنَّمَا أَنَا بُئِسْتُ رَحْمَةً أَوْ قَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ I have been sent as a mercy, I cannot make baddua for them. If they don't accept, their children and progeny will accept. Entrails of tripe were put on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ka'batullah, yet he forgave them. Rahmatul lil alameen. We are the ummah of rahmatul lil alameen. The sixth quality and right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is zikrul rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a right that we send durood and salam on Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam. This will be the true sign of your love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa Ashabi wa Barik wa Sallam. Iza takarrara bil lisan takarrara fil qalb. Comes in Arabic as saying, a quotation, that if you keep on speaking about something, today is money, 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 money all the time, my work, my shop, my money, my this, then the reality of it enters the heart. If we keep on making the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in implementing the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting durood and salam on Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam, the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enter your heart, inshallah. Man ahabbani kana ma'ya fil jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you show my true love, follow me and is obedient to me, then he will be with me in Jannah, inshallah. Brothers, there's no other way. Follow the footsteps of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehalwi rahmatullah alayhi has said that the shi'ar of Islam, the signs of Islam are Ka'batullah, the Quran, which was the mu'jizah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam buried in Madina Munawwara. Salat, prayer, dua, these are all shi'ar of Islam. But he says that the ummati can have another shi'ar when he is following the sunnah. With the intention of the sunnah, the more the intention, the better it becomes. Like we entered the house of Allah, we made intention for itikaf, we made intention to perform salat, we made intention to listen to a talk, if there's a nikah, we'll attend the nikah, all these are ibadat, intentions. The more the intention, the better. So the mahabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in following the sunnah will bring about a shi'ar in our life. A noor will come. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ نُورٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. He is a noor. A blessing, a light for us. And our spark of iman is connected to that noor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that noor was transferred from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. All the prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam, understand this. Then to the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu anhu. And then Hazrat Fatima. And then it came to the form of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you and I have this noor of iman. The spark of iman will be our entry into Jannah, inshallah. This is the passport. And the last point and seventh right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is fikrul rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the work Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. His way of life. What object he came for. That how can each and every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam. The last man to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. This is you and I's duty. Because no prophet is going to come. But the work of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been shouldered upon us. Fikrul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What fikr? Whole night, on one occasion, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala says, whole night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his salat read one ayat, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Ya Allah, if you are going to destroy these believers, they are your true believers and servants. Fa innahum ibaduk. Wa im taghfir lahum fa innahu antu ghafur rahim. That if you forgive them, O Allah, then your iman will be alive, your Islam will be alive, and your Quran will be alive. If they are destroyed, then what will happen to the ummah? Another glad tidings, don't despair. These seven rites we have to implement. Find out from the ulama how we have to implement. One part of one hadith, a glad tiding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, that on one occasion he said, told the sahaba ikram, من رآني ويؤمن بي أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فله حسنة. Whoever believes, seen me, has seen me in my life, in my presence, they have one hasana. That way the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu anhu majma'in. وَمَنْ آمَنَ بِي وَلَمْ رَآنِي فَلَهُ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. Seven glad foldings for those people who did not see me, but yet they believed in me. This is Iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Glad tidings for us. Not just having the title Ummati Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am a Muslim, I am a mu'min, I am a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and doing things contrary to the Sharia. In the light of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it easy for us to emulate the sunnahs of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wa sallam. And anybody mocking any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold him and grip him. Stop him. Prevent him from doing these things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end, at Hajjatul Wada, farewell pilgrimage, when he was passing away, what did he say? تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَضِلُّ إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. You will never go astray. I am leaving two things behind. The rope of Allah, that is the kalam of Allah, the word of Allah, the Quran Majeed, and my sunnat, my teachings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Elevate the ummah and grant victory to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let us die with iman and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.